Welcome to Any Questions. I'm Ian Pickus, and joining us in the studio for the last show of 2018 is resident quizzer Mike Nothnagel. Another year has gone by.
It has indeed, and I'm glad you put of 2018 at the end of that little...
I've got a surprise for you.
Hey.
And I hope everyone had a really nice holiday. Before we left for our little Christmas sojourn, I left everyone with a Christmas-based challenge.
Well, why don't you clear it up?
I said, start with the phrase Christmas Eve. Drop the S's. Rearrange the remaining letters, and you can spell a six-letter type of person and a four-letter place that person might live. What are the words?
I have no idea.
If I do the place first, cave.
Hermit.
Nicely done.
Thank you. All right, Ian, it is our final show of 2018, and that means it is once again time to clear the cupboards of unused questions in some of the categories we did this past year. As always, questions used in the Any Questions clearance sale are sold as is and non-returnable. First up, from show number 337, where all the answers had the word night in them. In 1975 and 1976, the band Queen released two albums, each named after a Marx Brothers film, featuring similar sleeve designs and considered to be musical companions to each other. The 1976 album is titled A Day at the Races. What is the title of the 1975 album?
Getting some renewed attention this fall. Night at the Opera.
Yes, because it contains a very obscure song called Bohemian Rhapsody. And during the recording of that song, Bohemian Rhapsody was known as Fred's Thing. From show number 350, which was about things of the form blank of the blank. Named because the opposing branches were each symbolized by a differently colored flower, what name do we give to a series of conflicts fought in the late 1400s between supporters of the House of Lancaster and the House of York?
York. I was trying to see if I could remember those two. Wars of the Roses.
That's right. And the Wars of the Roses from the late 1400s should not be confused with the 1989 film The War of the Roses, starring Kathleen Turner and Michael Douglas.
Okay, noted.
From show number 357 about chickens. Chicken Little is the common name in the U.S. for a European folktale sometimes called Henny Penny or Chicken Lickin'. In the tale, the title character, worried that the world is ending after she is hit on the head with an acorn, runs around warning other animals of the impending doom by shouting what four-word phrase?
Something we're accused of doing in the media. The sky is falling.
The sky is falling. From show number 362 about purple things. The 7 train of the New York City subway system runs between Manhattan and Queens and is designated by a purple circle or a purple diamond, depending on if the train is a local train or an express train. The second to last stop in Manhattan is at the Times Square 42nd Street station. And the second to last stop in Queens is the Willits Point station, whose name also contains the name of what sports team?
I guess the Mets.
That's right, the New York Mets, called the Mets Willits Point Station. And at one point, it was called the Willits Point Shea Stadium Station. And finally, from show number 370 about keys. The 1948 film noir classic Key Largo is the fourth and final film, following To Have and Have Not, The Big Sleep, and Dark Passage, to star what married acting couple?
Bogart and... Who is he married to? Bacall?
Yes, very good. Lauren Bacall and Humphrey Bogart. Well, we did it again, somehow, some way. Let us know how well you survived this year. Quiz at wamc.org.
Or you can go to wamc.org/anyquestions for another look at this week's show, some extra credit questions if he has any left, and this week's challenge. Mike.
Start with the phrase, turn the page. Change one letter to an A, not the one that's already there, of course, and you can rearrange the result to spell the five-letter name of a shade of brown and the six-letter name of a shade of red. What are the words?
Mike Nothnagel's Associate Professor of Mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, and other outlets. Mike, Happy New Year. Everyone be safe, and we'll see you at the same time next week.
We will see you next year.